So friends, now we will discuss about the chapter number 2, which is Venture Capital Evolution. In earlier chapter, we have taken the overall review of the venture capital, and that review, as I said, even during our discussion of that chapter, that we are going deep into understanding the venture capital scenario globally as well as from the Indian perspective. This chapter, we are understanding how the evolution takes place of the venture capital and what is scenario and its constraints in India to develop it further. So this chapter constitutes the international scenario on growth of the venture capital, as well as the process of venture capital investment, what it is followed, how it is followed, then venture capital scenario in India currently, evolution of the Indian venture capital market, as well as the trends of the venture capital in India, sectors of the interest where venture capital can have the opportunity to progress, and the issues which are faced by the venture capitals in India, which may covers or conclude with some of the recent move or recent changes which are happened in the venture capital industry in India. With an introduction of the evolution, I would like to point out, give you certain fingers, point out certain certain points where how it has started gaining the importance right from the ancestral or historical stage till date. The capital, as you know, is a most important factor for any companies if they are engaged in the production environment. No economic entity can function without capital. It may be manufacturing industry, service industry, or it may be some other kind of industry. Therefore, the venture capital is a type of private equity capital typically provided by the professional who are outside the investors to new growth based business. A venture capitalist is a person who makes such an investment, and this includes wealthy investors, then investment banks, as well as other financial institutions or other partnership firms who have got the surplus funds for the investment. The startup, development, expansion and modernization of the company requires the funds. Similarly, there are a number of different ways of fund growth also. These includes the owner's own capital, arranging the debt finance or seeking an equity partners as in case of venture capital. Equity finance offers the significant advantage of having no interest charges, and the investor gets the dividend on their investment. Venture capital investors are exposed to the risk of the company, which may fail in future. As a result, the venture capitalist must invest in the companies that can be growing very successfully and give a higher than average returns to compensate that higher risk which is they have taken. Venture capital may be a viable source of financing for the business, and in general they tend to invest in high technology business such as the research and development, electronics and computers. Venture capitalist deals more in large sum of money, numbering into the millions of dollars, so they are generally well suited to the requirement of the gigantic expansion plan of the startup or the companies. International scenario on the growth of the venture capital. First, we will see globally. What is the scenario as far as growth of venture capital industry is concerned? The scenario is this. The task of venture capitalist, the task which they are performing, after investment. They become a part owner and are typically required to sit on the company's board of the directors. As an investor, they are investing, but at the same time, they wanted to act as a director and they wanted to have a seat in the board of directors. Secondly, they tend to take a minority share in the company and usually do not take day-to-day control. They only wanted to take a stake, but the controlling ability of the company's performance day-to-day functions, they don't want. Third one, act as a mentor and aim to provide the support and advice on the range of management and the technical issues. They can simply act as an advisor or mentor. The capitalist also assist the company in to develop its full potential, and the management support is the most important contribution of the venture capitalist. When he is investing, he needs a management support also for undertaking these activities as a mentor or further investors like that. With this intention of the investor, that is the venture capitalist, the another issue or another scenario where the growth was also directly impacted is beginning of the modern venture capital. Earlier venture capitals, they were not considered as a venture capital, but maybe family owned or trust owned the business or something like that. But how it originates as a modern concept of the venture capital? One of the first step towards the professionally managed venture capital industry was the passage of the Small Business Investment Act in 1958, which was this Small Business Act, which was actually promulgated in US. This act officially allowed the United States Small Business Administration, that is SBA Act, to license a private small business investment companies to help financing and management of the small entrepreneurial business in the United States. So in 1958, this act came into the existence in US and they started issuing the licenses for the small business to run up. This act addressed the concerns raised by the Federal Reserve Board and report to the Congress that concluded that major gap existed in the capital market for long-term funding for the growth-oriented small business. Long-term funding, there is no response for the long-term. But short-term, there is a good response they are getting from the investors. Venture capital is closely associated with the technologically innovative ventures and mostly they are in United States. United States investment banks were confined to handle the large mergers and acquisitions transactions and the issue of equity and debt security and often breakup of the industrial concern to access their pension funds surplus or sell the infrastructure of the capital in big gains. So these are the activity after getting the licenses has been started in United States. The growth of Silicon Valley. What was happened during this process after giving the licenses in 1958 by the SBA in United States? During the 1960, immediately after started giving the licenses, in 1960 and 1970, what was happened? The venture capital firms focused their investment activity primarily on the starting and expanding the companies without looking into possible other aspects. These companies were exploiting the breakthroughs in electronic, medical and data processing technology. As a result, venture capital came to be almost a standstill, almost a synonymous with the technology and finance. venture capital firms suffered a temporary drawn turn in 1974 when the stock market was crashed in 1980 crash. Investors were naturally worried about their investment and new kind of investment funds. Highs and lows in 1980. As I referred that there was a crash in the capital market. In 1978, the US Labor Department enabled major pool of the pension funds money to invest in the alternative assets classes such as venture capital funds. During this period, it was so happened that venture capital financing took off in 1983, was the boom year for the stock market, went through the roof, and there were over 100 initial public offering for first time in US history was happened for the venture capital, and IPO has come into the existence. Due to the excess of IPO and the experience of many venture capital fund managers, venture capital returns were very low through the 1980s. Venture capital firms retrenched, working hard to make their portfolio companies successful. The work is paid off and the returns began climbing up subsequently. Dot-com boom. The late 90s, that is after the capital market crash, in late 90s were the boom time for the globally renowned venture capital firms. The few large IPOs had taken place and access to friends and the family shares was becoming a major determiner of who would benefit from the common investment, from the common investors would have had no chance to invest at the strike price. And the Nasdaq crash and the technology slumps that started in March 2000 hooked some venture capital funds significantly by resulting deleterious losses from overall and non-performing startup. This is what happened because of distribution of wealth or returns among the family and friends and relatives. By 2003, many firms were forced to write off the companies. As I said in previous chapter also, many companies during this dot-com boom has gone underwater. That means they sustained the losses. They have closed and the funds were found underwater. Venture capital investors sought to reduce the large commitment. Because of having the loss, future commitments which were made by the investors, they have pulled their commitment back and they were not interested to further invest in the venture capital. And by mid-2003, the venture capital industry would shrivel to about half of its 2001 capacity. That means 50% reduction in the venture capital industries. Rest all have gone bad. They have been closed. And the revival of an internet-driven environment has started thereafter. Now, let us understand. During the process of evolution, how the venture capital investment started. Venture capital investment activity is a sequential process like any other investment process. It is a sequential process which involves 5 steps. All those 5 steps are: one is the deal origination, second one is the screening, third one is evaluation, fourth one evaluation and due diligence, fourth one is the deal structuring and post-investment activities and exit. These are 5 steps. These 5 steps are very categorically explained in this chapter. Let us understand what these 5 steps are. Chronologically or serially, if you look at, you will also understand that First is a deal of origination. Second is a screening process. Third one is evaluation of the due diligence. Fourth one is a deal structuring. And fifth one is a post-investment. And last one is exit. So this is all these five steps are explained here. First, let us look into the deal origination. What is deal origination means? Deal origination, this is investment process I am explaining. The deal origination is a continuous flow of deals which is essential for the venture capital business. Continuous flow. One time investment is not enough. So deal may originate in various ways. Referral system is an important system for the venture capital for deal origination, as it is important source of deals. Deals may be referred to the venture capitals through their parents, organizations, trade partners, industry association, friends, etc. The venture capital industry in India has become quite proactive in its approach to generating the deal flow by encouraging the individual to come up with their business plans and invest in the venture capital. The shortlisted plans are provided with the necessary expertise through a people who have already experienced in this industry. Once the deal origination process has been started, the next step is to screen the application for the investment received. So venture capital funds carry out the initial screening of all the project based on some of the broad criteria. The screening process may limit the projects to the areas in which the venture capitalist is familiar in terms of the technology, product and the market scope. The size of investment, geographical location and the stage of financing could also be used as the broad screening criteria. So all these events needs to be checked, because for each type of activity there is a direct concern of the investor who is a seed investor or the investor is the sole investor in the venture capital. Now, evolution of or the due diligence process. So one is the screening, then second is evaluation. Evaluation has to be done to determine whether to accept the funds or not, and that process is called as due diligence process. Once a proposal has passed through the initial screening, it is subjected to the detailed evaluation or due diligence process. Venture capital funds evaluate the quality of the entrepreneur before appraising the characteristic of the product, market and technology. Similarly, most venture capitalists ask for the business plan to assess the possible risk and expected return on the venture after the investment. Generally, the points which I have mentioned below are taken into consideration while performing the due diligence process. One is to check background. Second one, see the market and the competitors in the market. Third one, what is the technology and manufacturing scenario, then marketing and sales strategy that you have to also take into consideration, whether you have force to market the products which are manufactured and where there is a demand from the market, and what could be according to that the sales strategy would be, that also needs to be checked as a due diligence process. Then organization and the management, as well as finance and legal aspects when you are undertaking the due diligence process. Next one is investment evaluation or investment valuation of investment made. The investment valuation process, which is aimed at ascertaining an acceptable price for the deal, rate of interest, or maybe dividend required to be paid compulsorily at the end of the year, like these small issues, the valuation process goes through some of the important steps. Which steps are? These steps are, number one, the projections on the future revenue and profitability. This point attracts many investors because they don't want their investors to go bad, their investment to go bad, and simultaneously they should earn the profit out of what the investment they have made. Then expected market capitalization. How much is the market capitalization would be? Then deciding the ownership of the stake based on the return expected on the proposed investment. Ownership. Next one is the pricing, which is calculated to rationalized after taking into consideration the various economic scenarios, which may consist of demand and supply of the capital, founders, management, team, track record, then innovation, unique selling process, proposition, then the product and service size of the potential market, etc. So these are some of the steps which values, which gives the proper correct valuation for your investment. All the process have been completed, then the stage has come to decide and take decision for the deal structuring. If at all you have to accept all the investment proposals received, then you have to structure the deal giving the uniform strategy or uniform process for all those who have applied for. So the deal is structured in such a manner that it will be applicable to all the investors. So once the venture has been evaluated and it is considered as a viable proposal, then the venture capitalist and the investment company negotiate the terms of the deal. That is the amount, the form in which it is received. It may be equity, debt, or whatever it may be. This is called as a form of investment. And then the price of the investment, and this process is termed as deal structuring. The agreement also includes the protective covenants and earn-out arrangement. Similarly, the covenants includes the venture capitalist's right to the control of the investee company and to change its management if needed, buyback arrangement, acquisition, making initial public offer, etc. Earn-out of arrangements specifically specify the entrepreneur's equity shares and the objectives to be achieved. The venture capital generally negotiated deal to ensure the protection of their interest, and they would like to deal to provide for, number one, the return commensurate with the risk. High risk, high return, longer duration, maximum profit. Then influence over the firm through the board membership. Then minimizing taxes, assuring investment in liquidity, and the right to replace the management in case of the consistent poor managerial performance. These are some of the points which are required to be taken into consideration at the time of deal structuring. And this stage is very crucial one, because at this stage you are making available a prospectus for the investment depending upon the proposal is received by the company. The instruments to be used in the deal structuring deals are many and varied. The objective in selecting the instrument would be to maximize the venture capital and its returns or protection, and yet satisfies the entrepreneur's requirement also. the different instruments through which the venture capitalist could invest in a company, which may include: one is equity shares, second one debt instruments, third, that means it is a loan, and third one is a warrants or options. These are few instruments which are used against the investment which is received from the investor, and company has to issue any one of these instruments to the investor who invest in the venture capital. Post-investment scenario. As per the process what we have discussed, the investment is received. The time has gone out, and now the stage has come to again look back into the investment made. And suppose if anybody wants to exit, what are the formalities that company should have in place that needs to be seen? Once the deal has been structured and the agreement is finalized, and the venture capitalist generally assumes the role of a partner or collaborator, he also gets involved in shaping up of the directions to the venture capital. This may be done via formal representation of the board, of final representation of the board of directors, or informal influence in improving the quality of the marketing, finance and other managerial functions. So review of all the departments which are engaged in development of the firm. It may not be desirable for the venture capitalist to go and involved in day-to-day operations of the ventures. Their role is to guide. There are different entities or there are different personnels which are deployed and given an assignment by the company for entering into the different kind of deals for the benefit of the venture capital with outside world. If a financial or the managerial crisis occurs, then what are the steps required to be taken by the company, as well as the venture capitalist may intervene, and whether he has to intervene or not, and even install a new management team or not, that is, that decision also required to be taken. Depending upon all these scenarios, the investor may think, yes, now the time has come either to pull out my investment and exit for the company. Venture capitalists typically aim at marketing the medium or long-term capital gains. They generally want to cash out their gains in 5 to 10 years after the initial investment. They play a positive role in directing the company towards the exit route. That means either you come out with IPO or buy back the shares and leave all the investors on their own. So the venture capital can exit in four manners or four different ways. First one, initial public offer, that is IPO. You come out with IPO, then all the shares which are placed privately will be pulled back by the company and put it into the basket of IPO, and thereafter allotment will be happening, and they use the funds which are retained by them on account of buyback for allotment of the shares in the IPO. Acquisition by another company, that is quite possible. If any other company is eyeing on your company, and if you are performing well, they may give a good return or good price. And with that price, you can satisfy your investor, and company will be in the fold of another company by way of acquisition by another company. Then repurchase of the venture capitalists. That means buyback. Buyback by venture capitalist and share by the investing company. These are around 4 to 5 methods how the investor or venture capitalist can exit out of investment what he has made in the venture capital. Now let us understand what is the scenario in India for the venture capital industry. Indian venture capital market and investments. Actually, it started somewhere in 1986 with the start of economic liberalization. In our country, liberalization started in 1986. And then this venture capital also considered as one of the good industry, or it is a good venture for giving the boost to the small industries. In 1988, the Indian government formalized the venture capital by issuing a set of guidelines. Initially, a venture capital or venture capital was limited to the subsidiaries set up by IDBI, ICICI and then IFC, and the focus on large industrial concern. They have set up the subsidiaries, but not the small firms they have taken care. They were servicing to the large industries only. But the turning point came when well-established startups by Indians in the cynical Silicon Valley convinced the foreign investors that the India had a pool of talent. India has a talent, there is a scope for economic development and growth, so better you invest there. This was done somewhere after 1986, and over the years more and more private investors from India and abroad have entered into Indian venture capital market. In the early stages, the venture capital investments were mainly in the manufacturing sectors only they considered. Subsequently, with a change in trends and the increase in liberalization, the companies in the consumer service and the consumer retail space have come up and emerged as a top contender for the venture capital funding, and these entities were attracting almost 50% of the total venture capital investment currently. Other key industries which included IT and IT related services, software developments, telecommunication, electronics, biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, banking, finance and insurance, as well as public sector disinvestment, media and entertainment and education too. These are also industries which are serviced by the venture capital. The completely new field that has been attracting the venture capital is agriculture. And this has been fueled by realization that food security is a vital and long-term necessity. That is why this industry is now catching the eyes of the people. How the evolution of the venture capital market happened? That is also interesting to see. As far as Indian scenario is concerned, in 1972, the Committee on Development of the Small and Medium Enterprises was established by the Government of India. In 1975, venture capital financing was introduced in India by the financial institution with inauguration of the Risk Capital Foundation, that is RCF, sponsored by IFCI. In 1976, the seed capital scheme was introduced by IDBI. Till 1984, the venture capital took the form of the risk capital and the seed capital. In 1986, ICICI launched the venture capital scheme for encouraging the technocrats in the private sectors. In 1988 to 1989, the first attempt to frame the comprehensive guidelines which was governing the venture capital funds have came into the existence. Unit Trust of India was sponsored the Venture Capital Unit Scheme. State Bank of India has Venture Capital Scheme operated through its subsidiary called SBI Cap. The first scheme floated by the Canara Bank and had a participation of World Bank, and the Foreign Bank set up a Venture Capital Fund in 1987. So chronologically, in order of year, if you go, there is a slowly the development will happen in the Indian venture capital market. The venture capital continuously growing in India as per the chronological order or as per the years I have mentioned. The venture capital sector in India is still at the crossroad and starving hard to take off. Despite this development is happening, but the developments were very slow. It was not taking off as the manner in which it is required to be. That is why still, as on date, the venture capital industry still is the hanging position. In the recent past, many changes have been occurred for the development of this industry, and these changes are: capital is pouring into the private equity funds that is permitted. Average ticket size of venture investment is increasing. The first generation entrepreneur are finding it easier to raise the funds. The investors are demanding the non-financial value addition also. Most states are setting up of their regional venture capital funds. Venture capital firms are getting into professionalized by recruiting the people from their areas of interest. Incubation of entrepreneur is also increasing. That means giving the training and making them self-sufficient to drive the business. And venture capital firms are acquiring the specific industry focus, and competition is stretching valuation. So these are some of the changes which have happened in the Indian venture capital market also. While doing so, it is interesting to see what are the trends of the venture capital in India. In 2007, private equity and venture capital trend. In this, what was happened, while companies based in the South India attracted the high numbers of investment, their peers in the Western India attracted far higher shares of their pie in value terms. Among the cities, Mumbai-based companies retained the top slot of 108 private equity investments. Further, in phase 2, the entry of the foreign venture capital between 1995 to 1999 has started coming into. In phase 3, that is year 2000 onward, emergence of the successful setting of the stage, that is venture capital in India and India-centric venture capital firms. In phase 4, the current phase, which is the global venture capital and private equity firms actively investing into India, and 300 funds active in last 3 years, that is government, overseas corporate and domestic. These are some of the development that has happened in venture capital. Now, these developments happened, it's okay. How about the areas in which these venture capital funds are functioning? That is, sectors of interest. In which sectors more and more venture capitals have gone into? First and foremost important is IT and ITs. It continues to corner the majority of the shares of the venture capital investment. Within IT and ITs, vertically if you look into, it is focused on particularly on BPO, business processing offices of the companies, and they have been emerged as a favorite sector, followed by internet-based services, IT services and mobile-based services, which is mobile value addition services. Within the healthcare, life science industry and for example, a clinical research outsourcing, that is CRO, and the biotech companies are attracting again attention for the research and all this type of stuff to attract the investment in this kind of venture capitals. And the startup in sectors like the media, financial services, food and beverages and retails, that have also came into the existence. And these sectors currently are serviced by the venture capital. In addition to that, certain other sectors also are not lying behind. They are the high growth in technology and knowledge-based industries. Knowledge-based industries growing fast and mostly global, less affected by the domestic issues. Several emerging centers of innovations, biotech, wireless IT, then semiconductors and the pharmaceuticals are industry or sectors that they have also came into the competition. And ability to build the market, leading companies in India that serves the both global and the domestic markets. India is moving beyond the suppliers of the low-cost services and higher value products. Quality of the entrepreneurship is in ascending curve. Issues which are faced by the industry while they are on the growth path are also there. That is why they are getting a little bit slow in motion. So issues which are faced by the venture capital in our country consist of one, it is a SEBI which regulates the venture capital funds. It permits the investment in equity and the equity-like instruments. All over the world, instruments such as convertible preference shares, fully and partially convertible debentures are used for financing for the venture capital companies. According to the Indian Venture Capital Association, there was no regulatory framework. This was earlier what they have observed. No regulatory framework for the structuring the funds. Most of the domestic funds have been set up under the Indian Trust Act 1982. However, currently the regulations are in place and the domestic funds are required to follow the SEBI guidelines. Offshore funds are also required to follow the RBI guidelines. So SEBI guidelines and RBI guidelines, which were not in place, that has now come into the place. There is a strong opinion that telecommunication and related services, computers, hardware related services, project consultancy, design testing services, tourism related services and health related services should also qualify for the exemption under the Income Tax Act for the venture capital investment. Because this tax law never exempt them to do the business. If you are doing the business, pay the taxes. But these industries are still struggling with the tax authorities. There is also a view that the greater flexibility should also be made available to the venture capital investment in unlisted securities, that is privately placed securities. Interestingly, even foreign institutional investors are permitted to invest in unlisted debt instrument. And currently, what are the most important changes are, one, the venture capital is an investment in the form of shares or latter the stock options in potentially high risk business. The beneficiary companies are usually small or medium sized firms requiring the seed or early stage funding for innovation and development of technology or technology products with a high growth potential. High annual returns ranging from 25 to 75% are expected on such investment. Venture capital can be injected in the different stages of the startup life cycle. In the initial development also the seed capital for the converting the ideas into the commercial viable entities. He is also now taken on the record. Implementation of the startup capital when all is ready to commence the production. Additional capital to overcome the manufacturing technical problems. And the last one is establishing the capital to facilitate the rapid expansion of established company is also solicited. So these are some of the recent changes which has come into the existence into India. And with this, we have seen the scenario of the Indian capital market here. Thank you very much.